This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelly Show reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now let's dig into illegal immigration. Why do they love it so much? Why are they so cold? Why are the communists so cold when it comes to the horrific human suffering that happens because of illegal immigration? Unending amounts of suffering. Americans suffer. The illegals themselves suffer. But why? And not only are they okay with it, they demand more. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken out there today, quote, America must accept migrants. Why do they love it? Well, I'm going to play a couple things for you because the Senate dragged some people in front of them today and they asked them some hard questions, some hard lines of questioning. This is Josh Hawley. Listen to this line of questioning and the response.
Ms. Marcos, can I just start with you? You testified a moment ago to Senator Butler that every child gets a Know Your Rights presentation. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is that before or after you release them to labor traffickers?
Senator, every child that comes into our care gets a Know Your Rights presentation as well as...
Have you read these New York Times reports, these stories, the series of stories the New York Times has done on the children who are in your care? Have you read them?
Yes, I have.
Have you read that children are scrubbing dishes, they are operating heavy machinery, they are delivering meals, they are harvesting coffee, they are working construction, they are working as housekeepers, they are working overnight shifts at plants where they are not paid, they are not going to school, they are not cared for, they are not giving meals, almost all of it illegally. Are you aware of that? That's a yes or no.
Yes.
Oh, she's aware. She's aware of it. They're very, very, very aware of it. He goes on.
You say you've read it. Let's talk a little bit about that New York Times report, if we could. Here's a quote from the April 17th installment. Again and again, veteran government staffers and outside contractors told HHS, including reports that reached the secretary, that children appeared to be at risk. Did you warn the secretary that children were at risk?
Senator, I'm in regular contact with the secretary.
And did you warn him that children were at risk?
Safety and well-being of children is our top priority.
Did you warn him that children were at risk?
I'm not going to get into the conversations I've had.
You're here and you're under oath, and this is an oversight hearing, and we need to know what you're doing because you're manifestly not doing your job. Did you warn him that children were at risk? Do you believe that children are at risk? Let's start with that.
Yes.
Okay. Did you warn the secretary?
Senator, I'm not going to get into the specifics of my conversation, but I would like the opportunity.
Why
to
wouldn't
talk
you
about
warn the secretary that children were at risk?
Well, she's the refugee resettlement director. Now, I'm not insulting Hawley because I'm glad he exposed her with the line of questioning. Why wouldn't she warn him? Why doesn't she care? She's aware of the horrific slave trade, child slave trade that she is actually enabling and encouraging. Why would she warn anybody when that's the idea? The idea is to fill up the United States of America with people who are not you. You see, remember, Democrats only have domestic enemies. Only domestic enemies. They don't actually care about Vladimir Putin. They only bring him up all the time because they somehow tie him to Trump. Again, it's domestic enemies. They don't care about Iran, Israel, Hamas. They don't care about China. They don't have foreign enemies. Only domestic enemies. Only domestic enemies. You are their enemy. You are their entire focus. You and your daggone freedoms and your love of saying what you want and your love of owning a gun and your love of being free. And that you are holding these communists back. So they have a plan and have implemented this plan, and they have been doing so for decades with the aid of Republicans. The plan is to replace you. There's a headline here from Breitbart. Biden's 2023 flood. One migrant for every American newborn. You see, you've been a problem for quite some time. And yeah, they've taken over all the cultural institutions, but there's so much more they want to damage, and there's so much more to do. And you know what's standing in the way? You. You're just a problem for them. And so they can't get you to stop having babies. They want you to. They're doing everything they can to discourage men from marrying women and staying married and making babies. So they're doing whatever they can to discourage that. But, you know, these people don't fight wars on only one front. They have a multi-pronged attack approach, if you will. They're just going to replace you with somebody who doesn't even know about freedom, who doesn't know or care about the Constitution or the First Amendment or the Second Amendment. They don't want to have to sit around and stress about you making more babies. They're just going to bring someone else in who has no loyalty to the country like they do, and they know in the end it benefits them. Listen to this line of questioning from Senator Kennedy.
Mr. Morant, since President Biden's been president, how many non-American citizens have come into our country illegally?
Thank you, Senator. HSI is an investigative agency.
Do you know the number?
No, Senator.
You're a senior member of Homeland Security, are you not?
That's correct.
Does anybody know the number? None of you know the number. Try 8 million. Now, of that 8 million, how many were children, Mr. Morant?
I don't have that number.
You don't know. Does anybody know? None of you know. Isn't that special?
Now let's pause for a moment. He goes on for a minute, and I'm not insulting Kennedy, who I actually like, but this is where Republicans will screw up. They listen to these non-answers. Oh, you don't know? Oh, you say you don't know? And the most GOP thing in the history of GOP things is to, from there, describe these people as if they're inept or not informed or misguided or bumbling. That is dead wrong. And that kind of language leads to the wrong mindset, which is why it leads to poor performance from the right. These people, you know, I'm going to start it again. These people, they're not bumbling. They're not stumbling. They're not ill-informed. They know all the numbers. They know the answer to every single question Kennedy asks. These people have the positions they have because their job, no matter the title, in their eyes, their job is to facilitate the destruction of the United States of America. And their specific part of their job, their specific role in that destruction, is making sure America is flooded with people who aren't loyal to it without end. They're not stumbling and bumbling. They're not inept. They're doing exactly what they're there to do.
Mr. Morant, since President Biden's been president, how many non-American citizens have come into our country illegally?
Thank you, Senator. HSI as an investigative agency is...
Do you know the number?
No, Senator.
You're a senior member of Homeland Security, are you not?
That's correct.
Does anybody know the number? None of you know the number. Try 8 million. Now, of that 8 million, how many were children, Mr. Morant?
I don't have that number.
You don't know. Does anybody know? None of you know.
And here comes the typical GOP response from every pundit and TV. Oh, what a bunch of idiots. Oh, look at how they're bumbling. None of these people know what they're doing. That's the one that really gets me. None of these people know what they're doing. No, the GOP doesn't know what it's doing. I promise you, cross my heart and hope to die, every single one of these vile little communists knows exactly what he's doing. He has a plan. Anyway, I'll let him continue.
Isn't that special? Let's assume half. Okay. 8 million is 4 Nebraskas, right? 4 new states. Let's assume, I don't think it's as high, half of them are children. How many of those 8 million people are still here? Do any of you know? Okay. How many of those 8 million are claiming asylum? You don't know? How many of them claim asylum and don't show up for their hearing? Nobody knows. How many of them claim asylum, don't show up for the hearing, and President Biden has deported them? You don't know? How many of them have claimed asylum, shown up for their asylum hearing, and been denied asylum and been deported? You don't know.
Oh, but they do, you see. And again, this is not an insult to Kennedy. It's an insult to the mindset of the right. They know. It's not an accident. It's not a boo-boo. They're doing it on purpose. And I have one last little cherry to put on top of this whole thing before we get back to emails and this Trump strategy that I think maybe he's employing here and other things before we get to those things. Like I said, the most evil people are running things. And they're not destroying everything by accident. I just want to make sure that point gets home. It's not stupidity. It's not a whoopsie. They're destroying it on purpose. These same people are attacking our food supply with an energy that is not currently being matched on the right. They are attacking our food supply, our food, our cows, our everything. Do you have an emergency 3-month food kit? Do you have emergency food in your home? My Patriot Supply, they are the trusted name in this for a reason. Their 3-month food kits, 2,000 calories a day. They shipped anonymous. They ship fast, and it will keep you and your family alive. Everyone who lives in your home needs one, and right now they're $200 off at preparewithjessekelly.com. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. One more thing about them replacing you. I've had some very harsh words in the past, not for union guys, because I don't have this animosity towards union guys. You know, I grew up in construction. I know a bunch of them. Pipe fitters and all kinds. I know a bunch of them. But if you're a union guy and you still vote Democrat, you're an idiot. You are. Headline, Los Angeles hotels replacing union workers with border crossers. You have all these UAW guys striking right now because this electric vehicle push is putting so many of them out of work. Well, you keep voting Democrat. I know the goodies. I know they talk really nice to you, and then they hand out these big fat goodies to the union bosses. I know. If you're a member of a union in this country and you vote Democrat, you not only are stupid, you deserve to get fired. You do. You have earned that firing. You're going to come. Well, I didn't know. I know. Well, now you do know. It's time to stop being stupid. You can go from being stupid to being smart. You keep voting for these people who want to replace you and are replacing you, then you actually deserve to get fired. All right, we'll get to the Trump stuff here in a little bit. I'm going to get to some emails because I am behind. We have things to go over. Jesse, you're right again. I was interested in what RFK had to say as many of my friends were forced to get the vax. Recently, RFK was going to speak to Moms of Liberty. I think it's Moms for Liberty, a bunch of conservative moms. One of Kennedy's communist supporters yelled about it. Kennedy immediately canceled, saying he didn't realize they were an extremist hate group. I lost interest that minute. You know, this is a point that I've tried to make over and over and over again. And it's a point that's hard for people to accept, because if you accept what I'm about to say, then it really is the final step in accepting that there will be no healing of divisions. There's no coming together. One side will win and the other side will lose. And the side that wins will determine what this country looks like going forward. It doesn't matter how, quote, moderate a modern Democrat is or wants to be even. It doesn't matter at all. The party structure is now completely communist. The communists have taken over all of it. So look, like Joe Biden. Joe Biden has governed like Mao. He has. Joe Biden's voting record, don't get me wrong, it's on the left. It's not good, but it's not anywhere close. His historic voting record in the Senate, it's not even close to being as far left as he's governed as president. Why? Because Joe Biden doesn't have any choice. Communists are making the call. I talked about this a million times when it came to Eric Adams, when he was running to be mayor of New York. And all my New York friends, they were so hopeful. They're, oh, Jesse, you don't understand. He's not Bill de Blasio. Jesse, I know he's a Democrat, but he'll be more pro-cop. He's going to be different. He's going to be better. And I tried to explain, no, even if he really wants to be better, it's not an option for him. The communists who run his party are not going to allow him to change tactics. He's only allowed to take the party line. RFK. RFK has these dreams. And look, even if you take his word for it, RFK has these dreams of, oh, we can get back to it and be different people and we'll come together and do the. That's what RFK, that's what he does. You know, there's really no need for idea. That's what he does. But RFK is still limited by the fact he is supported by Democrats. It's mainly Democrats. And I'm really not trying to take shots at your guy if RFK is your guy. As I've said, I understand there are good reasons to vote for RFK. There are very good reasons to vote for him. But in the end, he's still a Democrat. He's still a Kennedy. And in the end, he's not calling the shots. All right? Now, speaking of New York, you know Antifa, you know they're still going around vandalizing pro-life clinics, right? Since Roe versus Wade was overturned, Antifa has been out there. They've been firebombing these things with Molotov cocktails, vandalizing it. And I know you're going to find this shocking, but the FBI has actually not been able to track down very many of these guys. Just a few, just a handful. They were able to, remember when they were asked about it too, when the FBI was asked, did you happen to catch any of the people who are firebombing pro-life clinics? And remember the FBI's answer? Well, I mean, no, but most of the time that takes place at night and it's harder to see. You remember that? This is why, if we're going to fight these culture battles, no one's going to do it for us. We have to do it ourselves. You want to fight the pro-life battle? You support preborn. What is preborn? Well, they're the group that sets up those pro-life clinics so scared young women can get free ultrasounds and then choose life. That's what you support when you support preborn. Go give $28 and buy a young woman an ultrasound tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Let's get to some emails here before we get to this Trump plan. Dear Oracle. Great Oracle. Sorry. If World War III kicks off, will they start drafting women when they run out of men? Should I start an antidepressant to get myself off the list? It might even help my depression. Or will they wait? Will they waive that requirement too? What do I need to do to stay home when the international poop hits the fan? She says I can say her name. Her name is Autumn. Ah, Chris, you know what they say about chicks who are named after the seasons. What, Chris? Why don't you know any of these rules? I don't understand. These are basic rules. See, Michael knows what rule I'm talking about. Anyway, this chick's name was Autumn. Anyway, focus. The draft and women. Are they going to exempt the women for a while? Hang on, we'll talk about it.
Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So the lady asked, are they going to draft women? Well, I will give this to communists. Yeah, they're horrible, murderous, demonic scum. But they really genuinely do believe in equality. It was actually part of the initial selling point for the Soviet Union. They were telling women, hey, you want to be equal? You should be in these factory jobs too. We think you should be there right alongside the men. In fact, when the Nazis invaded, the women could and did fight in the Red Army. In fact, there were some very successful female sniper units as part of the Red Army. The communist, there's something, I did not coin this term. Someone else came up with it, but I'm going to steal it so everyone thinks I'm smart. There's a term called the Great Flattening. The Great Flattening. I thought it was a really great term. I actually heard my buddy Mike Slater use it first. Maybe he came up with it, but oh well, Mike, sorry, it's mine now. Anyway, I came up with this term called the Great Flattening. And what is that? It's part of the reason you see them even attacking beauty standards today. You know, the new Victoria's Secret model looks like somebody put a really tight string on a pot roast. Why? Well, part of communism, and a critical part of it, is there is nobody above anyone else. Everything really, really is equal. The problem with that is people aren't equal. I know the right loves to talk lovingly about equality, but equality is a ridiculous notion, an absurd, childish notion. You should never use that word, equality, ever in your life. We are not equal. You are not equal to me. I am not equal to you. You're not equal to the person on the sidewalk. They're not equal to you. No one's equal. Not a single person is equal to another human being. We are all created differently with unique talents, unique good, unique bad. There's nobody who's equal to another man. But if you're a dirty commie and you want to flatten everything, there can be no rising, there could be no falling, everything must be equal. Well, what you must do is you must smash down everyone who's risen above. That's why you see things in Oregon like no more reading requirements to graduate. As I pointed out, that's why, quote, beauty queens, half of them are men now and the other half are fat chicks. Why? Everything must flatten. That same thing will apply to the draft. If that day comes, I'm not saying there's going to be a draft. We're just talking about a potential escalation. A potential escalation. If that day comes, the women will go right along with the men. They will. It's just the way it is. All right, let's discuss this Trump thing because I want to get back to that point I was making there really quickly, but I want to discuss this Trump thing first. Trump just got hit with another fine. He once again went to social media and he attacked the staff in the courtroom. He had been previously told, he'd been given a gag order. You're not allowed to do that. So today, this happened earlier today, the judge came down. This is the New York judge, Manhattan. The judge came down and hit Trump with a $10,000 fine. According to reports, Trump was angry about it and got up and stormed off. Now, I don't know what's going on here. I suspect it's one of two things, and I don't know which one it is. So I'm just going to give you two theories as to what's actually going on here. One, this is the good part. There's a bad one coming, but this is my good theory. What's going on? Why is Trump still out there dumping his emotions on social media? Well, because he knows the inevitability of the Moscow show trials. And so, honestly, it might even benefit him to get himself locked up in pre-trial confinement so they can't lock him up right before the election. Let's get that over with now. Make them look even worse. They are worried. The system is worried about how it's going to look. They're going to bend over backwards to try to make sure it doesn't look like what it is, like the political persecution of their enemies. So if he kind of forces their hand and gets them to throw him in the slammer early, that might be a smart strategy. If your strategy is, hey, I know I'm screwed anyway, might as well make the regime look as illegitimate as possible. That's the good theory part of it. The bad theory part of it is this. If that Trump storm out today was genuine, and again, Trump can put that stuff on. Trump knows what he's doing. He's not a moron. But if that was genuine frustration, if he was legitimately shocked and frustrated that he wasn't allowed to say this, he's not. The very human frustration for Trump might be setting in. Let's talk about the human aspect of this for a moment. Again, set aside it. Set aside your hatred for him. Set aside your love for him. Forget all this. Forget about your emotions, right? We don't fall in love here. Set all those emotions aside for a minute. Think about what it would be like to be on trial and know you're going to prison. No, not that you're guilty, but that the system you're in is so evil, no matter what, you can't get out of it. Think how hard that would be. Think what that would be like. And I have previously suspected that that reality never really had set in for Trump. Just kind of the way he talked and the way he acted, always kind of shocked about how evil the system was, about how committed they are to destroying him. But believe me, those thoughts become a lot more real when you're actually sitting in the courtroom, when you're looking at the judge that's going to be presiding over you. When it becomes real, don't tell me it wouldn't negatively affect everyone. You, me, everybody, as you're sitting on trial knowing you can't win. It would be nerve-wracking to be sitting on trial if you thought there was a chance you couldn't win, right? Hey, coin flip, 50-50, maybe it'll all work out in the end. He's facing four trials in three different locations, all completely controlled by the communists. He knows. He knows these are the Moscow trials. He knows. Let's hope this is not the beginning of a breakdown. I don't want to say mental breakdown. That's not the way I want to put it. A real breakdown of the inner strength he's shown to this point in time. Eventually, the reality has to set in. Man, I'm 80 years old, and deciding to run for president is going to end with me sitting in prison the rest of my life. That's friggin' sobering, isn't it? That is a ugh, that is a gut punch, but it is what it is. All right. I do have some good news, though. There's an absolute monster coming who's going to take over this country. I mean, what, Chris? What? I'm not rooting for it. I'm just saying, on our side? Oh, yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. He's coming on our side. You want to know why he's coming? I want you to listen to this. You remember those, it was a story out of Las Vegas. This is from a few weeks ago. There was a retired cop there. He was very well thought of in the community, a retired cop there, and he was out riding a bicycle. And we know this from the killer's perspective. There were these two killers in a car, obviously buddies, and they had, I believe they had stolen the car. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure they had stolen the car. And they're filming themselves driving around in the stolen vehicle. And then they film themselves driving up behind this retired cop, family man, talking about hitting him. Al, go hit him. And then they film themselves wiping him out. And he died. The guy's gone now. Just the most malicious act in the world. You want to know why there's a strong man coming in this country? I'll play it for you in a second. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can and should email this show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. When I get to this story, and then a couple more emails, and then we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to, and then we're checking out of here. But I have long warned that if the right didn't buck up and become anti-communist, if they didn't actually start pushing back against the vile communist scum in a real way, that a monster was coming. The right is going to get its own dictator because the people will demand it. The governed, you, me, we will demand it. Why? Well, if soft men aren't going to get the job done, we're going to require a hard one. That's just how it works. There's a story. It's an awful one. We talked about it briefly beforehand out of Las Vegas. You can watch it on video if you'd like, although I wouldn't recommend it. Couple teens, they were underage at the time, stealing a car and mowing down a retired police chief, a family man, when he's out riding his bicycle. They're in court. They're on trial together. They're being tried as adults. And they're spending their time in court laughing and giving the middle finger to the victims' families in the courtroom.
What did you see them doing?
They were flipping us off. I would say about three or four different times. They flipped us off, flipping each other off, joking around with each other, definitely not taking anything serious whatsoever.
Jesus Ayala and Jameer Keys smiling at the widow and daughter of Andy Probst as they leave the courtroom Tuesday. The teens are accused of intentionally hitting the 64-year-old retired California police chief.
Bum, 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 bum.
They're charged with murder and additional felonies in connection with an August 14th crime spree. A trial now scheduled for September of next year.
These guys, they did not respect the court whatsoever.
The teens appear to communicate with each other, at times covering their faces and also laughing. On Monday, we obtained police body camera video showing the moment after Ayala was taken into custody.
You think this juvenile gonna do something? I'll be out in like 30 days.
Just a game to them. Like, They really don't care if anyone else lives or dies. They don't care about themselves if they live or die.
And that can just be shown through their own actions.
Who do you think failed here leading up to this?
A multitude of different people failed, but I think ultimately the parents on all ends.
There's a tyrant coming, a strong man, we should say, and he's coming in this country one day. He won't be here tomorrow. No, he probably isn't even born yet. Who knows? I don't know. It's probably one of the hardcore anti-commies that listen to this show right now, but he's coming because normal people, they will not reside in a country being taken over by animals without end. Somebody is going to come in and he's going to promise to put a stop to it. And he will. Now, the problem with that is, because maybe you're sitting there cheering. I mean, I'm half cheering, too, if we're being honest. The problem with that is there's always a whole lot of ugly that comes with that. But once you get to a place as a country where the street animals are this comfortable being street animals, the people will choose for themselves a leader who's going to do something about it. Something real. It's coming. Just bank on that. It's coming, because I guarantee it is. All right, let's get to a couple emails. Before we get to any more emails, I want to do something. I want to thank everybody for listening. Last night, look, you can download last night's podcast. They podcast every show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. And last night we had on Medal of Honor recipient Clint Romeshaw. He earned that Medal of Honor in Afghanistan. And he came on last night. And he told his story, because right now he works for Pure Talk. Again, I've been telling you about Pure Talk, man. Veteran owned. That's who represents Pure Talk. You want to go patronize the company where Colin Kaepernick represents him, or the one that Clint Romeshaw represents him? Anyway, he came on last night and he told his story about veterans and helping veterans and he told his story about why he's working for Pure Talk. They're eliminating veteran debt. Veterans are drowning in it right now, and they have set a goal at Pure Talk. All it takes is people switching their mobile service to Pure Talk. That's how they're raising the money. $10 million in veteran debt eliminated by Veterans Day, and after only 2 weeks, they're already over halfway there because you're switching, because people are switching. If you've been waiting to switch from Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, now's the time. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk today. All right? All right. Yeah, one last thing on the draft. This guy says, Napoleon wrote that soldiers must endure extreme hardship and fatigue. Courage is secondary, he said. This is a point I've tried to make over and over and over again about women in these frontline combat units, that combat is more than picking up a rifle and aiming it and shooting it. It's misery. It's physically grueling. It's not a place for women. It is not. Oh, that's offensive. Remember, I don't give a crap if you're offended. It's a place for men. That's where it is. But they're going to draft our young women anyway. Daggone, that's what an ugly bit of business.
And now,
here's a headline.
But go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Anthony Fauci to be awarded the prestigious Ethics Pride for saving millions of lives. That's what you get when you have your system membership card. Representative Dean Phillips to launch a 2024 Democratic presidential primary challenge against Joe Biden. Who? I don't even know who that is. Mark Zuckerberg's Meta. I guess that's Facebook. Chris's Meta? What did I say? That's what I said. Meta, it's the same thing, meta, whatever, Chris. You don't understand languages.
Buenas tardes.
Anyway, it's being sued by 42 states for harming young people with addictive Facebook and Instagram features. You have to kind of admire Mark Zuckerberg, being the dirty commie he is, sinking all this money into fortifying the 2020 election, only to have Democrats turn on him like a rabid dog for not fortifying it enough. That's greatness. Japan's top court strikes down required sterilization surgery to officially change gender. I don't even understand. You know what's wild? I just read that headline for the second time. I still don't understand. Is it good? It's bad. We live in a world now. I don't know what's good. I assume because it's Japan, it's probably better than what we're doing here. Army defector Travis King's mom says he had to sign an agreement not to reveal why he decided to go into North Korea. I'd almost forgotten we had a soldier who tried to defect to North Korea. He was so pathetic, the North Koreans turned him around and kicked him back out. And now the United States military, our political leadership, what they're most worried about is him coming forward and fessing up why he did it. Oh, gosh. All right. Email me. I want to hear from you. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will do it again tomorrow. All right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.